From the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Okay.
Morning.
Good morning.
This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Well, I've been called worse, so that's good. Hostess works for me this morning. Hi there, it's 17 January 2019. That would be January 17th, 2019. First month of whatever. Good morning. This is Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. We're going to have fun this morning. I think we have fun every morning, don't we? I mean, it beats working for a living. There's no heavy lifting and, you know, that kind of thing. Dr. Gabriel Cousins will be here in an hour. He's a cool fellow. I met him years ago. I think it was, 20 years ago. He was on my radio show in Austin, KLBJ radio, and came in to do a little you know thing. Had him on the show. Cool guy. And he's an MD, and he's a vegan guy, and we're gonna talk to him about holistic veganism. And he's into some really his spiritual life and practice. And as you know, if you're a regular listener to me, that's the bomb. That's everything these days after after my 72 revolutions around the sun thus far, and I'm having a midlife crisis. And so, who we are and where we are, why we are, what's it all about? Alfie, as you know, is my whole focus in life, and are writing a book about that and our body and how it all works, and working on some screenplays. And so this is, for me, just really where the action is. But we still talk about all the physical things as well, because we do have a body, even though the body is not what we think it is. We still do have this thing we call a body, because I can see it right now, and it's kind of there, but it's not. Anyway, so we're going to talk about these kinds of things the first hour, and also shungite and electromagnetic fields and such with Nancy Hopkins. And Nancy is on the line, and let me tell you just a little bit about her, if I can get to the right thing here. She lives in Miami, Florida, and she's a researcher and author, and she does an internet radio show, and it's called Cosmic Reality Radio. And from 15 years old, she saw that reality of her childhood evaporates into an instant. I see. With the whole thing started with Kennedy, huh? Oh, so she and I probably remember the moment that happened. I sure did, when I was a senior in high school or junior, something like that. Anyway, so we're gonna have fun. Nancy, good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you.
Nice to have you in the show. Yeah, I can remember the day at noon on Friday, Kennedy, 1963, which would be, I was a senior in high school. Were you in high school?
I was 15. I was 15 years old. Yeah. I just remember my age. I don't remember the high school, I was there.
And how did that change your life? I just noticed that on your bio.
Oh, it changed our generation. Because to me, a child is a child in their mind until they ask a question that no adult can answer. And that question was the same question on the same moment. That's why the 60s generation has a certain mark to it. You know it. You know, you lived it. You are it. And I mean, the reality shattered, not just for us, but for everybody around us, the adults, the parents, everybody.
Yeah.
And so it was in a 2-hour time, everything unraveled.
Yeah.
People that weren't there, they weren't conscious of it. A lot of younger people, they're like aware of it, but those of us that were absolutely aware of it, it wasn't just that they killed somebody, it was the effect it had on everybody. I mean, my family, my parents, I don't remember, I remember telling my mother that the president had been shot. And, you know, was dead. They killed him because I had heard it on the radio. I'd gone over to my friend's house, and it was after school. Went over to the friend's house, and I got to tell you, Patrick, because it was, I think that a lot of us went through this. I was a 15-year-old kid when I opened that door. She was, you know, I'd walk in the house all the time myself. Uh-huh. And I'm walking through the kitchen, and then there was a dining room. She was up in her bedroom. I was going up there. So I go through the kitchen, I go through the dining room, and I'm halfway through the dining room when I felt this extraordinary, I'll say now, energy. But to me, I didn't really know as a 15-year-old what the hell is happening. And it was like everything turned into this slow motion thing.
Wow.
And I'm hearing something in the background, and I'm going like, what's happening? And I sort of started focusing on the sound, and it was, the radio was on, mm-hmm. and the music had stopped, and there was an announcement, President of the United States has been shot, you know? And so I know that when it's happening to you and you're observing it and you're aware enough to perceive it, as you grow to be an adult, as you go through the, as your book says, you know, learning, taking a long time to get young,
yeah.
but get back to our childhood mentality. But what happened was that the entire world changed in an instant. It was the most dramatic timeline change that any of us probably ever have perceived, because of the television being there and allowing that knowledge to go so fast through, you know, this country at least, and then the world.
And as you probably know, you probably experienced it too. Then I know all Americans at that point, I can remember, spent the entire weekend watching television, right? Pretty much the world did. And then we saw Lee Harvey Oswald get shot on Sunday morning live television. It's like, whew, man.
Oh, you couldn't write this as a novel. Nobody'd believe you.
Yeah, nobody'd believe. You know, it's funny, too. You say it spiritually. Certainly something clicked, something moved to crack the reality, right, the way we thought the world was. And then if you look at, Nancy, other people that we talked to, you know, political folks, geopolitical folks, on the other end of the spectrum, more of the physical, lower world stuff, mundane more stuff of... you know, and monetary history and all of that, and control of the world, and you know, the new world order stuff, that was really one, they took it to another level too, you know, the folks that were responsible for this, and who knows, you know, it's never been the same as far as control too, people trying to control other people since Kennedy. That was like a big marker for them too.
Well, Patrick, from that instant that all this happened, right, the television, I sat in front of that television for 3 solid days, and there was only 3 channels, remember? And you had to get up and turn the channel. So what would happen is that they kept repeating the same thing they had, and when they started repeating, I'd get up and I'd turn the channel. Now, I'm the oldest of 10 kids. I remember some of my siblings being in there. I remember my mother being there, but I don't remember my father ever looking at the television during this time.
Hmm.
But the thing of it is that from that moment on, it was like something happened to me.
Yeah.
Physically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mentally.
Yeah.
Emotionally. And I spent the rest of my life trying to find out what happened in that day, on that day.
I'll be darned.
And so I got to a point where I was understanding the cabal. Now, this is before the internet. This is what's so interesting.
Oh, yeah.
So many of us,
this is back in the early 70s. Yeah, I mean, you know, who knew from, yeah.
We didn't, you know, I mean, we're all working at this independently. And, I finally ended up writing a book, and you can get that book online. Okay, because this is not my story, it's our story. And you just go to cosmicreality.net. And there's a thing called the Shungite store. Just click on it, you know, the tab, the Shungite store. And on the far left, you're going to have a panel of categories in the store. At the bottom is books by N.L. Hopkins. You can get a PDF of this book, Cosmic Reality. Okay. Now, what I do in there is I have two books. The first book is called The John Kennedy Jesus Christ Connection.
Wow.
And it absolutely tells you what happened and who did it. All right. I had this way back in before the 80s, you know, but I also, by that time, I'd been an electronic warfare officer for the government of the United States, a U.S. Army officer. I'd been the Soviet military expert for them for, you know, at that point, about 4 or 5 years, and had access to the highest echelons, excuse me, mm-hmm. of secret information.
Really?
So I knew more about what was happening in a worldwide way because I was at the pinnacle of the intelligence network at the time. I worked with NSA.
Wow. In the 80s, huh? In the 80s?
In the 70s. I went in 73 to, I think I was active duty for 3.5 years, but then I went into the reserves. But that's when time, there was more time.
Yeah.
You know, 3.5 years back in the 70s, this is another weird thing. 3.5 years back in the 70s was an appreciable amount of time.
Oh, yeah, you could do
that. Now
yeah.
It's like, it goes into the heartbeat.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Well, I think more souls are understanding, even if they're not conscious of it, Nance, that there is no time. And, you know, time's an illusion. And as you get closer and closer to that point, it doesn't exist. So, you know, it's like, it's really weird, you know, because, you know what I mean? If you don't believe in time, then you don't have any clue of what happened a year ago, because it's like it happened, either it never happened or it happened yesterday. It's all the same, you know. It's just,
well, time is simply a relationship of place and space. Okay, so we are, the place is where we're traveling through. This moment in time, you and I on the radio, okay? The space is ourselves, who we are inside. So it's just a matter of how fast we're moving. And this is physics. This isn't, you know, metaphysics. This is physics. It's a relationship. It varies. And what makes it vary is, you know, how fast are we moving? What controls how fast we're moving? Danged if I know.
I don't know. When you say, how fast are we moving, who's the we?
We, the universe.
Oh, the universe. Oh.
Yeah, because think of it. And I'm talking about physically, you know, traveling. Think about it. We're on a planet that's traveling at breakneck speed around the sun. And the sun is traveling at breakneck speed around the galaxy. The universe may be spinning and moving. We don't know. We are moving constantly in an extraordinary, I don't even remember, you know, 20,000-30,000 miles a minute. I mean, it's like ridiculous how fast we're moving. I can't even get my head around it. Nobody can. But the way that we have to deal with it is to make a mental picture of what it is. It's time. We don't think in terms of traveling like that. I love the fact that you said you'd been around the sun 72 times.
No.
You know, people don't think in terms of year as being a rotation around the sun. I do. I always say that to, you know, have a great trip around the sun.
Yeah. Nancy Hopkins is with us, Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. So talk about, let's dig in a little bit to this whole Shungite thing. It's an interesting, what is it, Nancy? Is it a stone? Is it a mineral? And why all this interest with you with Shungite?
Shungite, is a deposit. Now, I'm going to tell you what I think. I'm not going to get into the variables of what others think. To me, it's a deposit of a space-borne object like a meteor.
Really?
Boom. And hit in the area between, well, Finland used to own the area. After World War II, the Soviet Union took it over. But it's in Russia. And it's 1,000 kilometers big. It goes down to about 400 feet is 400 feet is the deepest, but it's 200 feet all over the place. So it's a huge, huge field. And in the area that it landed are two of the largest lakes in Europe.
Huh.
And there's 1,000 lakes in it. I mean, it's just a lot of lake area. Those lakes that are in the area of the Shungite are absolutely pristine lakes. They've been studying them. Why are these lakes not getting dirty? It's because of the Shungite. So the people around the area, way, 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 way back, they knew that the water was pure. You never had to worry about the water.
Huh.
As Peter the Great, he heard about it. He sent his physicians over. Let's check this out. He was an emperor, Tsar of Russia. And he sends them over. They find out that, my gosh, you know, yeah, they're healing waters. And so he set up a spa there, and he would make his soldiers carry nuggets of Shungite in their canteens because it would purify the water. Now, this is 300 years ago that they were doing this.
Yeah.
And when I got into it in 2014, it was known throughout much of the world, but not in the United States.
So you think the idea is this whole thing came from, it was like a meteor, or just did this 1,000-kilometer thump on the Earth someday long ago?
Yeah, 2.5 billion years ago.
Oh, 2.5 billion. Oh, good.
Yeah, it's been here forever. And as a matter of fact, I think that that's where life originated. Long story about that. But I do believe partially because the field itself has every element in the periodic chart.
I'll be done. In the Shungite field?
That's insane.
Every element.
Yeah, in the Shungite field. And the Shungite has a molecule in it. See, what Shungite is like, you look at it, you think it's a coal-like thing. And it's a bunch of matter, minerals, and that are mixed like a stew. I call it a stew. And in the stew is carbon. And in the carbon is molecules called fullerenes.
Fullerene, and
fullerene, okay?
Yeah, we've heard of those.
And in the in the fullerene is the C60 fullerene, which everybody is now, oh my God, I got to have C60 fullerene. It was in the Shungite. It came from outer space because the lab people that actually won the Nobel Prize for isolating the fullerenes, they were doing it in an experiment to see what kind of a molecule would occur in outer space. Right? Then they were able to make it in the lab and blah, blah, blah. But inside, naturally forming is the C60 in Shungite. And in some, there's three different levels of Shungite. The lowest level is used for building material. It's a very good building material, regardless of any kind of metaphysics or energetics that it might have. Then there's the one that we use, which is the meaty in the middle there. You know, they call it number two. And it ranges from a carbon mix of 35% to 65% carbon. But then you have a purer, very compact, very brittle form of it called elite or noble. Hmm. And that's actually in veins inside the field, okay? So it's got to be mined, so it's very expensive. But that stuff we don't deal with for a lot of reasons, okay? But that stuff has 95% carbon. So it's just chuck full of C60.
I'll be done.
A lot of people are drawn to it. They put it in their water for water purification and all of this stuff. C60, the science of it, that is what we got into. I'll explain that briefly in a second. But the C60 itself, okay, all you need is one. And this is what's been missing from the way that the people are looking at it. And I'm talking about scientists all over the world. What it is that the C60 looks like a soccer ball. And it's got angles and straight lines, the distance between them, the energy, you know, between the two, the distances, all of that is equal. So in this soccer ball geometry, and in this reality, 3D reality, energy follows geometry. So the energy of the universe is coming in and dealing with this molecule. It begins to follow the geometry. And because the geometry is all exactly equal, the energies of the universe end up colliding into one another with exactly the same force, which creates a null point, a zero point, a quantum connection. And because this happens 60 times in every single C60, because it's got 60 molecules of carbon, you have one of the most incredibly stable, the most stable molecule they can find. And this little bugger, she's rotating, okay, at 20 billion times a second.
The C60 molecule?
Yes, a natural one. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's a difference between the natural and the lab. I would not touch the lab stuff with a 10-foot pole.
I mean, because it's a nano thing and all that?
Oh, God, we don't want to go into that.
Okay. All right,
that'll be a 5-hour show.
No, stay right there. Nancy Hopkins is with us. Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. If you'd like to join the show, you can do it by Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com or 888-663-6386. We have a couple of products that you may want to take a look at. This Pearlseum is pretty juicy. We're learning more and more about it from Arulin Shu. It is a pure, real pearl that has a whole lot of stuff going on in it. It's just not calcium. A lot of you have written me, they think it's, can I use this calcium and blah, blah. It's just not calcium. It has all the nutrients essential to our body's metabolism, 30 different trace minerals, magnesium, zinc, copper, and all that stuff, 17 different amino acids, abundance of proteins and polysaccharides. These nutrients are in a crystalline form and makes them more compatible to the human body at the cellular level, since our own cellular structure is also based on a crystalline structure. It has a special group of proteins called signal proteins, which can improve the emotional and mental state. This in turn helps reduce unhealthy habitual food cravings and things like this. People are actually losing weight taking this product. We talk a lot about it for the teeth. It's remarkable to brush your teeth with this Pearlseum powder, but you can take it internally. And I'm going to, after reading this, I didn't know it had all this stuff. I'm going to start taking more internally. It's been used for pro-youthing in Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine for a lot of years, thousands of years. You can see it in some Ayurvedic formulas and Chinese medicine formulas. And you can rub this on your face with a face cream, brush your teeth with it, and take it internally. That's why we recommend you get the powder, because the powder comes in these little, pretty little green containers. And we have a link on our website that'll take you to both, to two. It'll take you to, you get a two-pack at a great discount. That's one we recommend. You can put one in your bathroom, use for your teeth and stuff, and put one on the counter, play with it for your face, and take it internally. Take a few teaspoons. They get this little plastic spoon, and you can take as much as you want. It's really an interesting product and helps relax you and helps relax the nervous system. And it's pretty amazing. Developed by Dr. Arulin Shu, PhD, quantum physicist who we've had on the show. And she's the real deal. And it's a great product. It's called Pearlseum internally and for your face. And, of course, the main thing, too, brush your teeth with it. And it's on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. Previously with Dr. Thomas Rau, the Pericles Medical Clinic in Switzerland. Their specialty is detoxification. We asked him about far infrared saunas.
The far infrared sauna goes much deeper into the skin subcutaneously. It has its maximum about 4 to 5 centimeters below the skin surface.
You've actually measured materials in the sweat, and you've proven this.
Yes, the patients, after a week doing this every day, half an hour or 45 minutes, they react quite much with sweat. Then you can collect this sweat, then you measure this, and then you find how much they detoxify with the heavy metals. It's really amazing.
It's really amazing. Yeah, I love the way it's great. It's a beautiful little unit, and it comes just easy to set up. There's two units on the floor in the corners with the far infrared technology that's extremely quiet, very low EMFs. They only have magnetic energy from the ground to the bottom of the chair. Nothing to worry about, no more than you get in your car, maybe a little more than you get in your car. Certainly not any more than I get in my Prius, less than I get in my Prius, and I've driven that puppy for, I don't know what, 12, 13 years, 150,000 miles, and I keep getting healthier. So, you know, this magnetic energy is, you know, it's not a problem. Plus, you're in the far infrared technology while you're in there, and that's protecting you anyway. So I just like to say that because people are very concerned because there's so many of these saunas out there saying we have no EMFs and they charge you $4,000 and you don't need to spend that much money. I think this is a more effective unit than anything you can get out there for $995, and it's personal. You sit in there with your head above, head outside. It's a beautiful unit. I use mine every day of my life, and I think we can detox every day, and we're going to be very happy for it because the stuff just keeps moving on out, just like the Clampets did to California or something, moving on out. It's the Relax Far Infrared Sauna. If you'd like to get it for $9.95, email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. patrick@oneradionetwork.com. And I'll give you the deal. Give you the deal, Neil. Why isn't this thing working here? Oh, I see. Yeah. That's it.
Know the Source on One Radio Network.
Nancy Hopkins is here via Skype from Miami. Cosmic Reality is her website, and she's knows a lot about Shungite, as you can tell. So, Nancy, as you know, I mean, the EMFs things, the Wi-Fis, the cell phone towers, the coming 5G, 20,000 satellites was the latest. You probably saw that news report. So they're going to put 20,000 satellites doing 5G up in the air, and it's pretty spooky stuff. We've done quite a few shows on the dangers of it. Do you think the Shungite can protect us in some ways from some of this stuff?
As far as the 5G goes, it cannot be allowed, period. I'm not even going to address it. It's got to be stopped. That goes live, we're dead, period. No question about it. If it doesn't go on and we continue with the 4G, we're still dead. It's called the sixth extinction event. And if you want to get totally freaked out to the point that the last scientist I heard talking about it said, there's nothing we can do about it. Love your family.
Well, okay, I don't know about that.
That's how serious this
is. Yeah, well, I wouldn't buy into that, but go ahead. I'm not buying into it. Because if 5G comes,
I don't buy into that either.
Exactly.
Except that I buy into the fact that we have lost over 80% of the bugs, the insects, worldwide, where there's Wi-Fi, where there's Wi-Fi, okay? Yeah,
there's
so
problem.
If you look at the statistics, you can make the direct correlation between Wi-Fi proliferation and the decline in the insects. And the sixth extinction is if you lose all the insects, the cascading effect will take out the human race in the areas where this all happens in 4 years. Okay, that's the estimate. Now, the reason that the honeybee has been so, everybody knows the honeybees are disappearing. They just got put on the endangered species list. This is nuts. This is a domesticated situation. Why can't we control this? Well, you can't control it because of the Wi-Fi. So what happened was that when I got into the understanding of the Shungite, and I have a radio station, I went out there and I said, please, beekeepers, listen to me. The Shungite will save the bees. Please, listen to me. Well, one guy did, Derek Kahn did, and he bought the Shungite, didn't talk to me, bought the Shungite, and he put three nuggets on each of his two hives. Now, these were brand new hives because he had lost his two hives. This was his second year with the bees. The first year, he lost all his bees. Huh. The second year, he puts the Shungite, three Shungite nuggets, that's all, at the front of where they go in and out of the hive, okay, at the doorway, over to the right. Okay, in 11 weeks, he had those 50,000 original bees in the hives go to over a million.
Really?
There was no death, there was no ticks, there was no decline in anything. Okay, the honey that comes out of these hives is absolutely to die for. It is so different.
Who is this fellow?
It's unbelievable. Say again?
Who's this person?
His name is Derek Condit. He's my partner in the Shungite business in Cosmic Reality.
I'll be done. So where does he live? Where are the bees?
He's in Washington. The apiary is in Washington in the Cascade Mountains. And this year he bought... There's three different sheds on it, so the bees, the hives are actually in a very large, you know, like bigger than a garage, metal building that the hives are inside the building, but he's cut the walls so that they can go in and out, so that he has complete control over the hives for the all the experimentation.
Is there a lot of EMF proliferation there and there, Nancy, and where the hives are?
Yes, and there's a tremendous amount of radiation. Because he's right in Washington, and he's got Hanover nuclear depository that's leaking into the water, into the air, everything. He's got a meter, and what he'll be away from the hive, and he's reading real high radiation. And as he walks towards the hive, the radiation drops off until it's zero in the hive.
So how does the Shungite work? You were talking. It kind of does some pretty cosmic things, cosmic wild things.
Yes, and it's because of this quantum connection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's pulling in proto energy. It's spinning. Okay, all the molecules in Shungite are spinning in the natural way, the same way everything in biological life happens. So because this is being fed by the quantum field, where everything we are comes from the quantum field. Everything that will be comes from the quantum field. So the Shungite just happens to be, Andrew Bartz has called it an infinite object. Infinite power in a, I can't even remember. It'll come to me. But what he's talking about is this small little thing that's baffling scientists in all sorts of modalities. And it's able to take the electromagnetic field that's rotating in a toxic way. In other words, it's rotating opposite our natural rotation of our cells. And when it hits the Shungite field is so powerful that the electromagnetic, the Wi-Fi field, reverses spin. Its functionality is fine, and in fact, now it's more efficient. We find that people who use our Shungite magnets and you put them on your refrigerator, that you, in most cases, some people complain they don't have an energy savings. I don't care if you have an energy savings. I'm trying to give you Shungite. But it makes the refrigerator so efficient, and that's one of the biggest gobblers of electricity in your house, that your power bill goes down. And we've got this documented. We did a restaurant that had three walk-ins and two air handlers. The guy was saving $1,000 a month. He had $4,000 bills. He was saving $1,000 a month.
Yeah, those things eat up a lot of energy. I've had some those big walk-ins in past life. Wow. So let's see. So it changes. So you have a cell phone tower or a Wi-Fi, Nancy, and it comes in and spins a certain way, opposite of what a natural spin is, and the Shungite makes it spin naturally?
Yeah, within a fraction of a second, reverses the field.
I'll be done.
I know, it seems unheard of, but this is what happens.
Maybe then that's why the C60 has been shown to protect people from this kind of stuff as well.
Yes, exactly.
Huh.
It's a science. You know, I mean, we're not talking metaphysics, we're talking science.
Sure. So the Shungite that's being sold and what do you sell, it all only comes from this one spot in the whole world?
Yes.
Huh?
There is only one Shungite deposit, and that is there because there's a village called Shunga. There are other trace situations where you get similar, but nothing like you get in there. And in fact, there's different areas of the field, and you want it from this one area. And so we guarantee that our Our products are from exactly the best place you can get it. And you don't have that certification with a lot of vendors because they don't know where they're getting it.
But if it only comes from one spot, isn't Shanghai Shanghai?
That's why it's Shanghai.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But you say you had said that some vendors don't know where it comes from. But if it all comes from the same place, I'm just asking, why does it matter?
No, because the Shanghai that we work with, the raw stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. That is hard to fake. All right, but the Elite or Noble, I had pieces of coal, and I could not tell you by visually looking at it, by the weight, by anything, which was the Shungite and which was the coal.
Also, some people are out there selling stuff they call it Shungite.
Absolutely. And that's the problem. Yeah. The Chinese have taken and they take a bunch of coal and they compress it so that it looks sort of like Shanghai when it's in a pyramid shape.
That's great. Okay.
So people don't even know if their pyramid Shanghaites are real Shanghai because the Chinese are putting so much of this on the market.
Yeah. Does a Shanghai necklace just wearing this protect me from all this stuff, in your guest opinion?
Okay. If we take the Shungite nugget and we wrap it in wire. Now, the wire works with argon. Not everybody, but a lot of people know about the organite and argon.
Sure, sure.
And, you know, I'm sure you've had people talking about this, these little argon devices they make.
Right.
Well, argon follows the wire. It flows along the wire. And what is argon? Argon is chi, prana, the force. It's that other thing that we all know is there. And it goes by different names depending on the philosophy that you're talking. But when you've got the... What was I just talking about? I just went in three different directions. I apologize. They wanted to know.
Okay,
the pendants. So a wrapped pendant will protect you in that it balances your electromagnetic body, your bioelectromagnetic body. Okay. It will also protect you against normal pollution in the form of like electricity or even air and chemical pollution. But the Wi-Fi is a totally different signal, and it can't really attenuate or change the spin on that particular signal because it's such a complex signal. So we developed another product that is called silver saturated Shungite, because through a long story, we realized that Shungite will absorb silver. And the way we started finding it out was it was silver necklaces, copper coated with silver. The silver was disappearing because it was going into the Shungite. When it gets into the Shungite, it works to keep the quantum door open. Because with the raw stuff, it pulses. It opens, closes, opens, closes, opens, closes. But for some reason, the silver keeps the door open. So we have a product that when you have that on you, it actually does attenuate the Wi-Fi before it hits you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I mean, there's different, it's really a complicated science, and we look at it that way.
Here's an email for you. Can Nancy please tell us if keeping Shungite in constant contact with the surface of the skin has similar health benefits to take it in internally, especially when applied over areas of injury or stress? Oh, I didn't even know you took Shungite. People take it internally?
Yes.
Huh.
Now, we're into the question of 3D science versus enterology, the study of energy. In the 3D science, the concept is you're ingesting the powder. Okay, and it's going through your body and it's pulling out toxins and other things. Okay, in my enterology, you don't need to take it, but if you did, let's assume you took the powder. All those little pieces of powder are little energy fields that are going through your body and creating health, and because the toxicity in your body is being water. Why does it purify the water? In carbon, when you've got a carbon filter, pretty soon it gets so gunked up you can't stand it. It stinks so much. There's more toxicity in it than in the water.
Right.
Okay, so they were trying to figure out two different independent companies that were working with water purifiers. They wanted to know how long before you have to change the shungite in our devices. And in both cases, there was no absorption.
I'll be done. But it,
okay, so, now that's because the toxic substance is a molecule, the chemicals, the heavy metals, everything that's in the water, okay? Mm. It's spinning the opposite way of life. So when it hits the field of shungite, just like an electromagnetic wave will, it begins to reverse. But this is a 3D molecule, and it can't make that instantaneous reversal. So what happens is it loses molecular cohesion over the atoms and they fall apart.
That's the
magic of shungite.
Rather than stick in there. I didn't even know, Nancy, do they have shungite water filters? Is there such a thing?
Yes, they do, all over the world. And in some cases, in many cases, countries are adopting them as the main water purification plants, putting shungite systems in.
Oh, I'm in a rainwater system. I'd like to get one of those. Do they make them in the big ones, the 9-inch guys in the blue containers for large size?
Well,
do you know?
If you listen to me, you don't need that. Because we actually, all you need is three raw nuggets. You take some tape and you tape it to your water pipe, your cold water pipe. As soon as you do that, the entire water system is shungited. It's in an energy field. It's doing its thing.
Oh, just take it on the intake coming into your house, like you would do with the magnets.
Yep.
Huh?
Some people prefer the magnets on the pipe simply because you just stick it on there, you know.
Oh, so you have shungite magnets.
We have shungite magnets, and if you take a shungite magnet and you put it on your refrigerator, just like a magnet you would, you know, refrigerator, the magnetic field, the shungite field, and the electric field coming from your power of the machine itself begin to work together to spin correctly in an extraordinarily powerful shungite field, throwing a shungite field all over the kitchen and in the surrounding house.
Huh.
And inside the refrigerator, there's a torsion field that is developed that purifies your food and keeps your food much longer. And if you don't turn the thermostat down or the control down so you're on your refrigerator, your refrigerator will get so cold you'll freeze your fruit and stuff within 4 hours.
Did we answer this question about a surface of the skin and applied internally?
We do have these things where we put the powder. Okay, if you've got some aloe, you can put the shungite nuggets right in the aloe. And the aloe, because it's water-based, will take the shungite charge. So you don't have to keep the shungite on your body. You know, you just have to have a medium to hold the charge. But the charge only stays a certain amount of time. It has to be connected to the shungite. So that's such a loaded question because there's just so many ways of doing it. You take the powder and you put it in with, whatever you're using as a healing ointment or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know, you just need a fraction. You just need one little fleck of powder, actually. But, you know, you don't need much.
Here's another email. How much shungite would one have to carry in their pockets to protect from 5G? Like around Los Angeles,
no,
what's going
no,
on?
5G, no, you can't, no. You can't protect yourself from 5G, period. Because even if I could, even if we had a device, and in fact, my partners think we do, even if we had it, that's not the purpose. The purpose is mind control. The purpose is to be able to control, beyond anything that Orwell ever thought about. Okay, so no, this cannot, you've got to stop it. You cannot, it brings you nothing but death. It was an army developed weapon for crowd control. look at, I was an electronic warfare officer. I knew about this system long before most people knew about Wi-Fi. All right. I had access to know about where the technology could go. I've been fighting this thing for 40 years. My brother, he worked for the Navy. He was around these radars, and he had an analog cell phone, one of the first. And I said, Phil, you can't do this. You're killing yourself. And he wouldn't listen to me. And 20 years later, he was dead from a tumor directly associated with those frequencies.
Wow. So let's see. So you're saying that the 5G is more than just trying to get fast internet speed. It's more about control the people, control of the populace.
Okay, when we talk about 4G, 4G is the fourth generation of a particular technology. So they started coming out with this thing, the 5G. But if you look at the technology, it's not the same technology at all. Why are they going to have to put up antennas every 800 feet? Why are they, what are they, all this 5G, we're putting in a system. Why do, that's not the next generation. This is a brand new generation.
It's different than before.
It is based on an entirely different concept of energy. And it is based on microwave. So what they are building is an unbelievable, every one of those antennas is a microwave. You are beaming microwave energy into human beings, plants, animals. My God, you want to get freaked out. You see what happened to the people in Britain when they put the 5G on over there.
Oh, I didn't know that. They already experimented with it over there?
Oh, yeah. They had a contest. Do you want to be the future city, the city of the future?
Yeah.
And so this town, you know, yeah, okay, so nobody knows what the heck is happening. And there's this guy, oh, God, I can't remember, Mark Steele, I think his name is. I think it is. I'm not sure. But what happened was that he was a businessman just working in this area, and all of a sudden all his friends, his dogs, his cats, everybody's got cancer. And he was smart enough to realize what the problem was. It was this new system they had put in. So he began to fight it, and he's out there talking, you know. But Max Egan said, and I so love Max saying this, because I agreed with it. I said it. When I first found out that I thought I had until 2020, but indeed, no, they'd been doing it secretly. So when I realized the problem was that they were ahead of the game, I saw in my mind this line in the sand. And I said, okay, so this is where it is. If we don't stop 5G, they will control us completely. Max Egan come out and he said, oh my God, it's so bad. He said, but it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to bring humanity together. Because if you see, he says, the problem here is they've overreached. This is going to kill too fast. You know, 4G kills you slowly.
There's quite a bit of international pushback on this. People are sending me websites. One actually with the UN, which I'm surprised because I think they're part of this whole thing, but that's just me. And then another one, an international appeal where you can sign up there. We'll put these links on our website, which is 5gspaceappeal.org, and people can sign different things and. Yeah, we had.
No, it's true about the UN.
So you think they really? You think
the high ranks of the UN have said 5G is a death sentence? Oh. The petition they're talking about is scientists from all over the world saying this is a death sentence. Please, please stop. So there is an uplifting of humanity that's saying no, we cannot do this. This is insane because it is insane. You know, we can't fix it. We've got to stop it. This is a line in the sand.
Are they put in?
And it has nothing to do with faster internet. Nothing to do with it.
Nothing. Is it being? They're already putting in, Nancy, in places in Los Angeles every 800 feet. 800. I don't know how.
I have no idea of. I don't see. I can't lead that charge.
Well,
you know,
I mean,
I've got to lead the charge of what can we do to stop what's happening, which I can do is save the bees. If I can prove we can save the bees, that means we can save the insects, and that means that my science, enterology, what myself and Walt Silva and the other people around me have been, you know, working on for most of our lives, and it just sort of accumulated that over shungite, but the energy, the knowledge, it's a science. And the science says that we can fix all this. We don't have to lose the technology, but not when we're talking 5G. Okay. 5G is a death sentence.
Let's take this phone
Cannot
call.
Be allowed.
Good morning. On the phone, who's this?
Yes, hello. This is Robert.
What's up?
Hi, Nancy. Last night on the radio, I heard an expert talking about how 5G is non-ionizing radiation. And non-ionizing, as you know, means it cannot remove an electron or an atomic molecule. So what is up with non-ionizing, and why are we worried if 5G is non-ionizing, which is safe?
I'm sorry, he kind of broke up. I'm not sure what he's saying.
He heard on the radio that, you know, that somebody, a scientist, was saying that 5G was non-ionizing radiation. His question was, and then if that doesn't affect us, so why would we be worried about it?
Because he's lying to you. But let me put it to you this way.
Oh, the scientist is making that up?
The scientist is lying. Let me put it to you this way. Would you put your cat in a microwave and turn it on? Those ionizations and the concept and the energy is the same as a microwave oven. Don't let them bullshit you.
All right, now don't say that on the air. No, we don't talk like that.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
We don't talk like that.
I apologize.
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah, we had a professor, Paul, on. I don't know if you know him. He's got some peer-reviewed studies, and he was very elegant fellow. You can pull up his show on our website, Paul, Paul, and very concerned over this 5G stuff. Very, very concerned about what it can do. Well, maybe there's enough pushback, Nancy Hopkins, that we're not gonna participate in it. You know, maybe there'll be enough, you know, that it's that spooky.
I think that's where it is. It's going to wake a lot of people up fast.
Yeah, well, sometimes that's what it takes. You know, as you said, bring people together and say, man, this is no. There sure are a lot of scientists out there that are concerned about it. And that'd be great. You know, that's the last thing. And then I don't know about this host. See, I don't understand. Did you see the article on the 20,000 satellites? Did you see that article? 5G?
No, well, I know that's what they're talking about.
That's what they're talking about.
I mean, what? Doesn't this look like a control situation? Why would you need all that? We haven't needed anything but a few of them, you know, for world communication to begin with.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, people. They're blatantly showing you.
I don't understand, though, how a satellite thing would work, because I thought it had to be every 800 or 1,000 feet or something.
It's because they're using the microwave. The reason the microwave is killing people, okay, and everything around it, is because it works in the same frequency at the same length as our DNA, our cellular, the way that our bodies are working, okay? It's a small, small signal. When you're talking about, you know, AM radio, you're talking about a signal that goes for miles,
right.
one cycle. When you're talking about this stuff, it's like, you know, you have to have these boosters every 800 feet. Now, they say they've got bigger systems that you don't have to have the 800 feet. You can put a bigger system up. Well, that's great. That'll cook people faster. It's a microwave system.
Yeah, man, I tell you what, planet Earth, what a trip.
Oh, it's a great trip.
Yep.
This is the most amazing story ever told. And let's just for a second go back to Kennedy, because if Kennedy hadn't have died that year, that time, there would not have been a timeline change. He understood the problem. He would have gotten rid of the cabal. He would have, you know, done the things that needed to be done. And we would have followed him. When he was assassinated, when he died, it put the onus on each and every individual to figure it out and to make the change. And whereas when as a 15-year-old, I thought this was, the worst thing that ever could have happened, and as an adult, the same thing, I suddenly realized if Kennedy had led us into that future, we wouldn't have come together as a worldwide humanity.
Right. These things are put in place so we can grow and change. I think that's right. That's what happens. These are a little road bumps in the universe. And yeah, well, he definitely was very vocal and out front about, I think the famous quote by his brother was going to bust up the CIA to 1,000 pieces. Remember that? They were on it, and they were on it. Well, Nancy, you are.
Well, he had the Treasury start printing green money.
Yeah, they did $300 million in U.S. notes. Yeah,
it's still not cut. It's still sitting there, ready to go.
Oh, the $300 million.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they spend that in 2 minutes, you know. Well, your website is cosmicreality.net, right? Cosmicreality.net. Now, tell folks.
Now, let me just say that cosmicreality.net is the Shungite site. It's full of information. I mean, just learning information. And cosmicreality.com is the radio station.
Oh, the radio. So on the net, if folks want to get some products, like you can get the powder there, you can pendants or whatever you want, right?
Oh, we have a tremendous number of products.
Yeah, you're the Shungite, and they all come from the Shungite.
Well, I got two people that are like quantum energetic crazy scientists who keep making these products.
Yeah, well.
We could do this. And so we have some very, very excellent products.
Well, we love crazy science. All right, Nancy Hopkins, thanks for being here. We enjoyed talking to you. You're fun. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Patrick.
Right, bye-bye. N.L. Hopkins, Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com, waiting for Dr. Dr. Cousins to call in, and he's calling in, I think, about right now. Let's do this. Previously, with research scientist at MIT, Stephanie Seneff, Ph.D., and the curious connections between these glyphosates, Roundup, GMOs, and sulfur.
So if you simply put the glyphosate in place of the glycine in the sulfur transferase, you will not be able to get the sulfate from the cholesterol sulfate to some other molecule, such as the heparin sulfate. The cell won't be able to defend itself with sulfate if it can't put the sulfate there. But it's really, really important to be able to do that because, for example, cholesterol sulfate, it delivers sulfate to the cells. But in order to deliver it, you've got to take the sulfate off of the cholesterol and put it on something else. And that's where the sulfur transferase would come in and wouldn't be able to do that.
I know, gets a little geeky, but the point is that without the proper amount of sulfur in the body, and now it's being disrupted because of the GMOs, even more than what it was already doing, it's not good. So we think that this sulfur product that we've been promoting is really helping people to keep everything kind of working well, because this whole sulfur cycle is kind of God's way of keeping the bad guys out and exiting the body. And because our sulfur is absolutely pure with no additives, it's different from almost all the other ones out there. You can click an order, three prices, right on our website, OneRadioNetwork.com. One of our fave guys, Dr. Thomas Cowan, is a big sulfur fan, and he's writing in his latest blog that I get about Stephanie Seneff, who you just heard, and his role and her role in all of this, and how the sulfur helps to adapt to stress. Wayne Blakely has suggested that a lot of people are they're getting into this funk and, you know, getting on these different things and, you know, Lexapro and all these different meds because they're depressed. And the brain needs sulfur to feel better and to be sprite and happy. And this is a great product. Ours is totally natural, 100%. And you can click an order right on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. OneRadioNetwork.com and get 2 pounds. If you like more than 4 pounds, just email me, Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com, and we'll give you a discount and we'll hook you up for sulfur. It's really a nice product. Yeah. We recommend about 1 teaspoon twice a day for about 150 pounds, but you can take more and just play with it.